Title: Momentary Reverse Automation Tricks Intermediate. Alright, let's get into one of the most satisfying drum and bass moves in Ableton, momentary reverses. These are those tiny little time flips that feel like the track inhales for a split second, then slams you forward again. The key word is momentary. We're not trying to reverse the whole vibe and derail the groove. We're creating controlled lead-ins that add suction, tension, and momentum. We'll build four practical tools: a clean reverse drum fill using audio clips, a performance-style time grab with beat repeat automation, a bass reverse that keeps the sub solid, and the classic reverse reverb throw that basically screams jungle and DNB. As we go, I'll point out the workflow habits that keep this fast, repeatable, and actually musical. Before we start, set yourself up with a typical rolling DNB loop, tempo around 172 to 176. Drums, kick on 1, snares on 2 and 4, hats and shuffles, and ideally a break layer too. Bass, something like a reese or a wobble that sustains across one or two bars. You want a steady groove, so these reverse moments are obvious when they happen. Section A, the fastest clean method: duplicate, reverse, and gate. This is the most reliable way to get tight reverse hits without timing weirdness. Pick an audio track to work with, like your break layer. Now find a target moment. The classic is right before the snare on 2 or 4, or the last bar before a drop. We're going to grab a slice that leads into a hit. Place your cursor and split the audio with C&D or Control E. Now choose a short region. Start with an eighth note. In DNB, an eighth note reverse into the snare is money. You can go to a quarter note for bigger transitions, but start small so it doesn't feel like the song trips. Duplicate that slice to a new audio track and name it something obvious like REVFX. Open the duplicated clip and hit reverse in clip view. Now, reversing a slice is step 1, but the reason this works in a mix is step 2, shaping it so it's genuinely momentary. Drop a gate on that REVFX track. Set your threshold so only that reverse slice plays cleanly. A starting point might be around minus 30 dB, but trust your ears and meters. Keep the attack super fast, like 0.1 to 0.5 milliseconds. Hold around 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release around 30 to 80 milliseconds. Shorter release gives you a tighter zip. Longer release smears more like a whoosh. If you need super precise on-off control, use utility gain or track volume automation, but here's a faster trick. Do it inside a clip. In clip view, go to envelopes, then clip, then gain. Draw a tiny fade-in curve on the reversed slice. This is surgical and it copies with the clip, so you're not constantly managing track automation later. Now glue it into the groove. Put a utility after gate. If there's any low end in that reverse slice, switch on bass mono or just narrow the width. Then EQ it. High pass it somewhere, around 120 to 250 Hz so it doesn't cloud the kick. And sub. If you want the snare suck to read harder, a small presence boost in the 2 to 5k range can help. Teacher tip here: think reverse as a lead-in envelope, not reverse as an effect. Solo it briefly to shape it, then immediately check it in the full mix at normal volume. If it only sounds cool soloed, it's usually too long or too loud. In DNB, shorter usually wins. Also, timing. Don't eyeball the placement, especially for reverse reverbs. You want to align by the end. Make sure the end of the reversed clip lands exactly on the target hit, like the snare transient. Then you can adjust the start earlier or later to taste, but the payoff stays locked. If you get clicks, don't just panic and move on. Add clip fades, 2 to 10 milliseconds in and out. If that still clicks, zoom in and nudge the slice boundary so it starts and ends near a zero crossing. A really common fix is making the fade out slightly longer than the fade in, like 5 to 15 milliseconds out, because the end of the reverse is where the energy ramps up. Once you love the reverse moment, consolidate it. CMD or Control J, that reduces warp and slicing overhead and makes the project feel more solid, especially if you're building a big arrangement. Section B, the automation trick: beat repeat as a momentary time grab. This isn't a true file reverse, but in a DNB context it creates that rewind, grab, time fold sensation, and it's performance friendly. Put beat repeat on a drum bus or break bus, not on your sub. Start with interval at one bar so it's only available on that cadence, but we'll trigger it with automation. Offset 0. Grid at 1/60 or 1/32. Gate around 1/16. Variation 0. Repeat 1. And set chance to 0%, because we're going to automate it on purpose. Inside beat repeat, turn on its filter and high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. This keeps the grab clean and stops it from turning into low-end chaos. Now go into arrangement view automation. Find beat repeat chance. Draw quick spike from 0 to 100% for just 1/16th note or 1/8th note right before a snare or a drop. That's the whole trick. A tiny momentary activation, like tapping the timeline. If you want more of a rewind illusion, automate grid for a split second from 1/16 to 1/32 right on the moment. You'll hear it tighten and intensify, which reads like the track is being yanked backward for a blink. A musical habit. Don't do this every bar. Use it as a signpost. Every 8 bars, or at the end of a 16, it hits harder and feels intentional instead of glitch for the sake of glitch. Section C. True momentary reverse on bass, using resampling and reverse. This is where people accidentally destroy the low end. The rule is simple. Don't reverse the sub. Reverse the mid character layer. Keep the sub forward and mono. If your bass is on one track, duplicate it into two. Bass sub and bass mid. On bass sub, low pass around 80 to 120 Hz and make it mono with utility width at 0. On bass mid, high pass around 80 to 120 Hz so it's only the growl and texture. Now we print the mid layer. Create a new audio track called Bass MID Print. Set its input to resampling or directly audio from bass mid. Arm it and record a section of your bass phrase. Now choose a moment leading into a bass dab or a big note. Grab an 1/8th note or a 1/4 note chunk, split it, duplicate it if you want to keep the original, and reverse that slice. Add tiny fades, 2 to 10 milliseconds, to avoid clicks. To make it hit like DNB, add saturator on that reversed mid. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB and turn soft clip on. Then auto filter, high pass around 100 to 200 Hz. And here's a really effective move. Automate the filter cutoff slightly upward into the impact so the reverse feels like it's pulling open. Extra spice auction. Add a subtle pitch dip on the reversed audio. In the clip envelopes, automate pitch down maybe 2 to 7 semitones across the reverse duration. Keep it subtle. The pitch movement sells the tip inhale vibe without needing a bunch of extra volume. Section D. The classic reverse reverb throw. This is the most musical because it literally leads into a hit and tells the listener something's about to happen. Create a return track called AREV Verb. Put reverb on it. Decay somewhere between 2 and 6 seconds depending on how dramatic you want it. Predelay 0 to 10 milliseconds. Size pretty big, like 70 to 100. And set the reverb low cut around 200 to 500 Hz so you're not generating mud. After the reverb, put EQ 8 and high pass again around 200 to 500 Hz. If it's harsh, dip a little around 2 to 4K. Now pick a source hit, snare, vocal chop, crash, bass stab, whatever you want the inhale to point toward. Automate the send to return adjust for that hit. Then create an audio track called REV Verb Print. Set its input from return A, or just use resampling if that's easier in your setup. Record the reverb tail. Reverse that recorded reverb clip. Then the key alignment trick. Slide it so the end of the reversed reverb lands exactly on the dry hit. End alignment. That's what makes it feel glued to the transient instead of floating. If you want it darker and more built for DNB, here's a great variation. Process the tail before you reverse it. On the return, try EQ into saturator into reverb. Print that, then reverse. Distorted, filtered tails tend to sit better than pristine reverb in dense mixes. Now let's talk common mistakes so you can avoid the usual pain. First, reversing the sub. It can sound wild in headphones, but on a system it smears the low-end timing and steals punch. Keep sub forward, reverse mids. Second, making reverses too long. Indeed NB, long reverses often feel like the track stumbled. Start with 1/16 to 1/4 bar. Earn the longer moves for the biggest transitions, and even then, consider doing them only on tops and FX. Third, clicks at boundaries. Use fades, check zero crossings, and remember that longer fade-out is often cleaner. Fourth, overcrowding transitions. If you already have risers, impacts, fills, pitch drops, and vocal shouts, the reverse won't land. Pick one or two hero moves. And also, warping. If your break is warped sloppy, the reverse will feel off-grid. Make sure warp mode fits the material. Beats mode often for drums, complex or complex pro for more tonal audio, depending on what you're reversing. Now, quick pro-level polish moves. 1. Make reverses feel vacuumed using auto filter. Put it after the reverse and automate the cutoff. You can sweep down from around 1 or 2K toward 200 to 400 for a dark inhale, or sweep upward for a brighter pull. Add a touch of resonance, but don't let it whistle. 2. Stereo discipline. Reverse layers can be wide, but high pass them and keep anything under about 150 Hz mono with utility. Another really cool trick is width automation. Start the reverse wide, like 120 to 160% if it's high passed, then snap narrower right before the hit. It creates a physical pull to center, and the impact feels bigger. 3. Transient shaping after the reverse. Yes, after. Put drum bus on the reverse layer, transient slightly up, boom off. This emphasizes the end of the reverse so it connects into the next hit. Now a 15-minute practice run to lock this in. Make a 16-bar loop with your drums and bass. Add 3 momentary reverse events. On bar 8, do a reverse reverb inhale into a snare. On bar 12, reverse an 8th note of your break into the snare. On bar 16, reverse a mid-bass stab into the drop. Rules: every reverse layer gets high passed, so there's no content below 120 Hz, and every reverse is a quarter note or shorter. Then bounce the loop and listen to two things. Does the groove still roll, and do the reverse moments create pull without sounding like a gimmick? If it's messy, shorten two of them and drop their level by 1 to 3 dB. That tiny level move is usually the difference between pro tension and why is this so loud. Final recap. For the cleanest momentary reverse, duplicate a slice, reverse it, and shape it with gate, EQ8, and utility. For fast automated time grabs, beat repeat with short chance spikes. For bass, print and reverse mids only, keep sub forward and mono. And for the most musical transition, the reverse reverb throw, printed and end aligned into the hit. If you tell me what style you're producing, deep rollers, neuro, jungle, danceable, or I can suggest specific placements, like exactly which bars to hit and which slice lengths match the style's phrasing.